Joining us now with a slightly different perspective, Harold Cook, who is a longtime Democratic political analyst and columnist at lettersfromtexas.com. Harold, good to have you back on the big broadcast.
Hi, David. Always good to be here.
So let's pour over some of these ideas here brought up by Bill, the digital operative, the Republican. He says that perhaps Miller shouldn't be held 100% accountable for what was said in his Twitter account, because after all, at the end of the day, it was a staffer who made a stupid mistake. What do you think?
I think it's kind of absurd for him to say that, because office holders like Sid Miller are all too happy to take credit for the good things that may happen on a social media front. But to blame a staffer for something bad that happens, look, bad things do happen. I get that. But the problem here is, once they do, don't weasel your way out of it by blaming a staffer. Just ask for forgiveness and move on. I mean, voters are very forgiving. You know, they understand the difference between taking responsibility and having a genuine, heartfelt apology and weaseling out. And you know, when you're on your second or third story about what actually happened, people understand that's weaseling.
Sid Miller says that this wasn't something that he personally did, and it seems like there's a consensus among many people who have worked in politics for any length of time that that is a factual statement, that it wasn't Mr. Miller per se who actually did the tweeting. Are you buying that?
I don't know. I don't think there's any way to know. There are an awful lot of office holders who treat social media with the seriousness it ought to be treated. It is a very powerful method of communication, and they do it themselves. And the office holders who do it themselves, it comes across as what it is, authentic and genuine and sincere. Most of the office holders who like relegate it to staff, it kind of seems that way. It doesn't seem sincere. It just seems like a staff member doing it, like what it is. Now, as recently as a few days ago, Sid Miller claimed that his thoughts are his own on Twitter, which tells me that he was saying that he does it himself. I don't know that we'll ever know who did this particular tweet, but look, it is all his responsibility. It's under his name.
What's the upshot of this? Does this blow over like it seems so much has? Give it a couple of news cycles and it's gone?
Well, as far as Sid Miller is concerned, this is not his first time at the rodeo as far as having to defend himself,
so to speak,
over very coarse language used over social media. I think some time ago on Facebook, he spent several days explaining why he was telling people on Facebook that he thinks Islamic nations should be bombed with nuclear weapons. Look, Sid Miller needs to understand social media. And part of social media is it is a very, very powerful communications tool. And as such, you need to be very cautious about what it is about yourself that you're communicating. Are you being kind and gentle and likable, or are you being bombastic and unlikable? And that's a continuing problem. I don't think this one episode is going to make or break Sid Miller or anybody else, but it is another nail in the coffin showing voters who Sid Miller is in not a good way.
Harold Cook, longtime Democratic political analyst and columnist at lettersfromtexas.com. Harold, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Always fun, David.